Strange Adventure.
Jimmy Darrett, the young flyer, sat in the small office of the airfield and contemplated the evil thing that had beset his mind for the past few days. An old hatred for Big Ben Moss and the lumber tycoon had come back to him, goading him and gnawing at his nerves. Mawson had swindled the ambitious bush pilot out of good flying contracts, and the injustice still rankled. The flame of the kerosene lantern began to sputter, and Jimmy rose to trim the wick. His weather-worn face twitched with subdued anger as he crossed the room. He knew what his next moves would be, that soon he would be flying over the dark forest toward the tiny settlement at Edward Lake. For this was where Big Ben Mawson lived, and Mawson had to die. Headlights swung into the driveway, and as the car stopped, an excited man leaped out and rushed into the office. Jimmy recognized him as Dr. Jensen. He tried to appear calm.
Hello, Doc. What's all the rush?
Jimmy, you've got to help me. I just got a wire that diphtheria has broken out at Edward Lake. One patient is dying now, and the villagers are afraid of an epidemic. If you can fly this package of serum up there to the hospital, we may be in time to save several lives.
Jimmy nodded. This was fine. A perfect excuse for flying to Edward Lake, where the victim of his hatred was waiting to be murdered.
Sure, Doc. I'll take it.
Jimmy slipped into his flying togs and trundled his small biplane out of the hangar. Soon he was in the air, streaking on a straight course for the village. A hospital attendant was at the airstrip to meet him as Jimmy set his plane down. Oh, Dr. Jensen wired us that you were on your way. Jump in. We'll get this stuff to the hospital right away. We just might save that fellow's life. By the way, my name's Rivers, Gus Rivers.
I'm glad to meet you.
Jimmy started to give his name, then suddenly fell silent. The car sped toward the village and was soon at the entrance of the hospital. The car had hardly stopped when the attendant stepped out and hurried toward the door. He called back to Jimmy.
Look, wait here. I'll be right back and we'll have something to warm us up.
Jimmy saw Rivers disappear through the doorway, then headed in a fast walk down the dark street. He had a job to do. He must get to Mawson's home. Mawson, the man who had to die. Mingling thoughts crowded into Jimmy's mind as he walked toward Mawson's home. Finally, he stopped before a large, darkened structure, hesitated, then walked around to the rear. The house was empty. Then a terrible thought struck him. Could Mawson be the one he had saved? He hastened back to the hospital and spoke to the young attendant.
How's the patient, doctor?
Oh, fine. His life's been saved, thanks to you.
By the way, what's his name?
Big Ben Mawson isn't going to like you for saving this man's life. Because this man is John Daly, the prosecuting attorney. He has Mawson in jail right now for fraud and forgery. And as soon as he gets out of that hospital bed, he's going to throw the rest of the book at Mawson. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Last Inning, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.